Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's officially breaking news. A judge has rejected a motion. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, his case is done. He's been given all of the immigration case adjudication conceivable for a human being to have in this country, and then way too much more on top of that. His motion was rejected by the judge. He will now be deported to Uganda. Low-life thug removed from the United States of America. So he loses. And so that, look, this is fantastic news. Absolutely sets the precedent that you were going out the door. Something that, was very difficult before. And Democrats, remember, went through all the trouble of flying to his home country of El Salvador and trying to bring him back to what they called home. I.e. here, yeah. From his actual home,
where
he's actually from. So great news. Hope he enjoys Uganda. Meanwhile, and we really are making progress here. And as we make progress, it's kind of outrageously because we find out like how bad things actually were in this country. Trump in Illinois. Every going to Chicago, I keep telling you what he's actually doing there under the guise of, wow, Democrat crime is so bad. We're going to send in National Guard. We're going to send in, you know, we're going in heavy with the feds. What he's actually doing, if you notice, once the roundup comes down and you look at who they dragged out of there and who they caught, it's almost all cartel connected, human trafficking connected or drug connected illegals with long arrest records. In other words, what they're doing when they go in, they say generally, hey, we're going to go combat Democrat crime, lawlessness. What they come out with, though, is these illegals. And this is amazing. Listen to what they just announced. Operation Midway Blitz, which is they've been on right now. This is what these Chicago politicians, Democrat politicians, are complaining about. Trump arrested over 800 illegal aliens in just a couple of weeks. And when you look at their records, unbelievable. Almost everyone, a violent criminal or repeat offender or both, who that the list includes pedophiles, murderers, known gang members, rapists, domestic abusers, statutory rape, armed carjacking, child sex crimes. Just one example, Cristobal Carias Masin. He's from El Salvador. Convicted of statutory rape, fraud, aggravated felony with a pending charge of assault and failure to register as a sex offender. He was just walking around because Sanctuary City, they wouldn't cooperate with ICE. And of course, they pawned him out. Stefan Sivis, a criminal illegal from Austria, previously convicted of sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual abuse, numerous sexual predator in a public park offenses, child sex offender loitering in violation of his order by the court system in Illinois to register as a sex offender and currently charged with murder, rape, or sexual abuse of a minor. That's his pending charges. How are you charged with murder, rape, or sexual abuse of a minor and you're an illegal immigrant and you're walking around?
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Very good question.
Okay. Wojciech Janik, a criminal legal alien from Poland, was arrested for DUI and strong-arm aggravated assault. He was running around. Eduardo Sandoval, not anymore, Secundio, a criminal legal alien from Mexico, convicted of two counts of driving under the influence, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, carrying a handgun while in possession of methamphetamine, felony carrying of a handgun by a felon. So he's already been convicted. Out of here. This is crazy. When you look at this, this is the whole world. Arminas Lupikansas, criminal illegal from Lithuania, previously arrested for burglary, also human trafficking, currently has a removal order, overstayed his visa that expired in 2016, picked him up. So you go on and on and on and on. And they're going in there and they're just deconstructing these criminal networks under the guise of, hey, we're here to fight crime. So this is great. And I think it's smart what they're doing too, Lee, just saying like, hey, they'll go in there and they'll just generally say they're going to fight crime instead of saying, hey, we're coming after illegals. But if you look at the arrest list, I mean, it's just a who's who of gangbangers. So good for Trump.
Well, and you look at this and you think, why are these people even out?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this and this is a continuing problem, whether you're an illegal immigrant or a citizen. I mean, case in point, the sad situation with Irina Zarutska in Charlotte. This whole situation with the poor girl that got shot in Columbia, whose dad, you know, we had on in that from that special subcommittee meeting in Charlotte the other day, who was screaming at legislators about this guy had been out, released, you know, dozens of times and several felonies. I mean, whether you're a citizen or an illegal immigrant, we've got a judicial system that is allowing people to roam the streets that are a danger to everyone else out there. I don't get it.
I think, and I truly believe this, I think the Democrats know that these illegals form the human trafficking networks they rely on to bring them the 12 million voters. And I think that they tolerate whatever else they do. They know they need to be out to move the voters in.
No sacrifice of human life is too great for them to continue to take power.
No, they don't care. I mean, listen to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, okay? Because this is primarily around the Chicago area. They're using the sanctuary status to hang out and hide from Trump.
The fact of the matter is we are driving violence down on this city, and we're using every single resource that's available to us. Jails and incarceration and law enforcement is a sickness that has not led to safe communities.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Then you are not using everything at your disposal.
No.
Because if you're not using jails and law enforcement, you are not using things that you already have the ability to use.
Exactly. No, he's just full. Here's some
exactly.
More. We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
Now, it is none of those things. It is not racist. It is not unholy. It is not unethical. It protects the citizens, your constituents. That's what happens when people are put into jails as a form of punishment or deterrence, at least.
Well, it's funny that you should bring up deterrence, and you said a minute ago, well, you know, like, do they not care if somebody gets hurt or killed? Oh, Brandon Johnson cares if it's him. Just to live in Chicago, you know, he has a personal 150 police officer detail?
Well, of course.
Take a listen. By the way, those clips I just played you, they're from the last 2 weeks. He's screaming and yelling because he knows that ICE National Guard going in Chicago, and he wants to protect the thugs I just listed there. 800 of them. All of them illegal immigrants, all of them with long criminal records. Take a listen, though, to how Brandon Johnson lives.
And your wife, Stacy, be willing to cut your security detail from 150 sworn police officers and put those police officers back on the street where they can protect real Chicagoans?
So we're very proud of the work that we're doing collectively to ensure that our police officers have the resources that they need. As I've said repeatedly, it's policing and affordable housing, is policing and youth employment, is policing and mental and behavioral health care services. It's going to take all of us, the business community, the philanthropic community. We're working collectively with Cook County government, the state of Illinois, the state's attorney as well. The volume of
he goes on and on.
That sound you hear is him tap dancing around the answer because he's not giving you one. He can't.
150 officer strong detail. That's how he lives. So and by the way, Chicago's down 800 police officers from their peak before the Summer of Love. They've never been able to fully recruit it. And yet that's what his, I mean, that is like an entourage fit for a king.
Oh, beyond that, I would dare say that most federal level government officials that are traveling around the country don't have 150 member Secret Service detail.
Well, and the way that his detail works about, it was interesting reading about this at the time, at any given time, about a third of the officers are working on the detail because obviously they have to work around the clock. So he's basically flanked at any given time by 50 police officers.
Yeah, I was going to say, if my old school math is right, that's still about 50 officers.
Yeah, and so then they go off duty and the next come on, you know, another 8 hour shift. 50 officers.
Wow. Can you think of the expense of that? Because I'm sure Chicago officers probably make close to 100 grand a year.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise
on that detail.
Me.
I mean, probably somewhere between 75,000 and 100 grand a year.
And they also, they protect his wife too.
Well, of course, yeah.
So, in answer to your question, I mean, his human life is important. Obviously to him, you can tell,
right.
But not nobody else is.
No, no.
Nobody else is. By the way, don't you find that interesting? Because didn't he just say law enforcement was unholy?
Yeah.
But not when they're protecting him, though.
Right, because they're doing a great job of that.
Right. Typical liberal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.